Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We all know how I feel about pranks.
Yeah, you don't like them.
I love them.
I like to think I have a sense of humor. Some people may question it. But the reason I don't like pranks is they can get very mean.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be an end. Because if you prank me, I got to prank you back. And then you got to get even with me. And it's like it never ends.
Right, right.
So if you prank me, I promise you this, it stops there. I'm not going to retaliate because I don't want the cycle to continue.
Yeah, those are the best people to prank, though. The ones that get scared.
I'm done.
I know there's going to be no retaliation.
That's who I choose as my victims.
Right.
Yes.
I'll just make your life miserable, but I'm not going to prank you back. So here's the thing. The people that I work with on the show love pranks. Al got involved in a vicious cycle of them a while back with somebody, and it finally ended.
It finally ended. He did me one time. Well, no, I think I attacked first.
I'm sorry?
What happened?
I attacked first. Just put a pie in his face or something.
Random.
Yeah, and then he came home one day after work, and he had a petting zoo in my yard. He had a pony. He had a bounce house.
Man, I love expensive pranks.
So it was a prank. It didn't really go wrong, but it stopped right there.
And there are a lot of times when these pranks you think is so funny at the time, they backfire.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought this up, I was just, going around the internet the other day, and I saw this story about a guy. He worked for this surgical group, and one of the employees had to have a colonoscopy.
Okay.
And they put you to sleep for that, right?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So it's his coworkers. They think it'd be so funny.
That's weird.
While he's unconscious under anesthesia, to put a pair of pink panties on him. Come on, that's not the worst prank in the world,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
No,
that's
seriously,
oh,
Jesse,
that is horrible.
You're that insecure as a man that you can't laugh at the fact that they're seeing you naked.
I know that. I don't want to know that they see me naked.
But the fact that he woke up with these pink panties on, he went ballistic.
Freak out,
man.
He ended up losing his job.
What?
Result of severe emotional stress. He couldn't handle it
because of pink panties.
Because, apparently he just kept on and on and wouldn't let it go, seethed on it. It crippled his ability to do his job because he woke up from anesthesia wearing pink panties. Now, this is silly, right? Here's the thing. This happened 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He just filed the lawsuit this month because it was 2 days shy of the statute of limitations running out for him to sue.
Got to get paid, brother.
So now he's suing for emotional distress, lost wages, ability to earn future income because he's so scarred.
Uh-huh.
He found some lawyer to say, dude, you got 2 days left. Let's get it in. And so he's suing for this thing now.
Loser.
And he wants a $50 Victoria's Secret card.
Exactly. So this was the prank that went horribly wrong, which made me have to ask, had there been any other pranks that have really backfired and gone wrong?
Well, we have one from producer Mike.
Yeah, so when I was about 14 years old, I was dating the girl of my dream. She was the most beautiful girl I had ever seen. Her name was Kira. We started dating. She went out of town. She went out of the country for a month. I was hanging out with one of her friends, a girl, and she said, it'd be funny. Let's go egg Kira's house.
Oh, wee.
And at the time, I didn't know that. You can't get that stuff off the paint.
Yeah.
It ruins the house.
Well, especially if she's gone for that long.
I thought it'd just be a fun, cute thing to do.
Well, so she was on her way back, obviously, at some point.
Yes, she was coming back after a week. Anyway, so we go egg the house thinking it's just funny, little cute prank. Come to find out, they went to a different school. They hated each other. This girl wrote me into being involved in the prank just to get at her.
Oh.
Kira gets back, hears about it. Her dad makes me clean up the whole house.
Heck yeah. Justin
repaint
Bieber.
The house.
Yeah. Repaint the house.
She breaks up with me.
That is horrible.
Wow. That's a bad backfire.
I had one when I was a freshman in high school where we had a buddy in his front and right by his door. He had tile. So we decided to put some olive oil out there.
You could really hurt somebody.
I know, but when you're a freshman in high school, you're not thinking about hurting people. You're thinking about how funny it is when they fall.
Dude.
And so we put the oil there, and then we knock on the door and screamed his name and said, oh my gosh, come out here, Matt.
I mean, people falling is, I've seen some of those videos. It can be funny, but man, if they get risk.
Yeah, I know. I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. I learned my mistakes. So we knock on the door, and we run away, and we hide in the bushes, and some people hide behind their cars, and his mom comes out running, and she was wearing a skirt, and she definitely slipped and fell, and her skirt totally went up in the air, and we were all just standing there looking at his mom in her underwear.
Were you still hiding?
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
But she was okay.
Was it so funny, JC? Was it hilarious?
No, it was not funny. Mm. It was not funny at all.
Oh, my gosh. And see, that's the thing. It's usually guys. There's an occasional girl. If you're a girl who loves to pull pranks, I'd love to talk to you because I don't know what kind of twisted mind.
Right. Me.
Yeah, Jenna.
You know too. I am. But I would go above and beyond if I could, if I had more time to put into it. But I only like scaring, mildly scaring. And I can scare my roommate, Holland, because she's so easy to scare. So when we first moved in together, I went from her in the shower because she screams. She has a great reaction. I would video it and crawl into her bathroom and just scare her. She fell in the shower and started crying. Then I realized I needed to take it easier. So sometimes when I see her in her car in the garage, I sneak down there and she's on the phone and I pop up outside the driver window and film her. But then she laughs. She screams, but I don't get like real vicious with it anymore.
Nothing like feeling like you're about to get mugged.
But I do. Yeah, JC and I try to prank each other all the time.
Yeah. We're not very
I'm still waiting for you to get
Producer
me.
Nick.
Nick, you have one?
I do. And this prank ended up being one of the scariest moments of my life.
Oh, great. I love that.
We've done this prank on the show before, like we do with Wake Up Week.
Okay.
Me and a couple of my friends, we decided to get a chainsaw and go wake up some of our friends.
Okay? Oh, that's good.
So there's one guy in the middle holding the chainsaw, and me and this other guy are on either side of the chainsaw, and we have these blinding bright flashlights. Mm. So we kick the door down to some friends' rooms. It's 2-3 in the morning, and it works perfectly. It's great. So we decide to go to our friend Glenn's house.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn.
So we had done it a few times, so we go to Glenn's house, and it works perfectly. Glenn's freaking out. He's all over the place, and this all takes place in like 10 seconds. What we didn't think is that Glenn really likes that Second Amendment, and so Glenn sleeps with a shotgun next to him, and we didn't know that. And so, you know, in this haze of flashlights and blankets flying everywhere, Glenn shot his shotgun, and luckily it hit the ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
And we really couldn't see that he had this. We couldn't really tell what was happening.
Yeah,
it was just, ha-ha-ha, chainsaw, funny. Scariest moment of my life.
My
no
goodness.
Court would have convicted him, would they?
No.
You're an idiot.
Not.
So don't do that.
How
don't
lucky do that, are you guys, Nick?
Very lucky. Thanks for not shooting me, Glenn.
Oh, my.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
The only one we did that went kind of wrong. Okay, I'll tell mine later. Go ahead.
Well, we got people
we don't want
forever. Forever.
We don't want kind of wrong. We want wrong.
Well, it went wrong.
Oh,
but anyway,
I want to hear from stories we don't know. Yeah
we want to go. Oh, Travis has tried something that I tried on my wife a couple weeks ago, I think.
Uh-oh.
Travis, what went wrong with your prank?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and blame JC on this one.
Oh, it was my fault. Sorry.
I did the old change of contact to my wife's phone and posed as her mother and then texted her and then videoed the reaction, which was horrible. The text kind of went like this. Hey, honey, your dad and I are fine, but we had an earthquake. The house is destroyed, and the swimming pool blew up. So my wife then goes, drastically tries to call her mom. Her mom won't answer.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, I changed her contact, so every time she calls her mom, she calls me. So I keep on hitting end, so she doesn't get into it. Finally calls her dad, which is the most anal warrior person in the world.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, me and your mother are fine. And then I start laughing. Her face turns to devastation, crying, and sobbing. And it was the worst afternoon of my life. She took a 20-minute walk to cool down. And thankfully, my wife isn't like Glenn, and she has no access to any gun.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't have a doghouse in my house, but I was in it for about 3 days.
Yeah, you would think she would figure out when you said the pool exploded.
Or maybe you should have gone with the booby exploded like JC did.
I went with my boobs exploded next to the microwave.
That's hilarious.
Come on, Travis.
I think that's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Not funny. It's not funny to her.
I know, but the pool exploded. The pool
she didn't
explode.
Think it was funny.
You start talking about mom and daddy. I don't know.
Come on. You got my back.
Yeah. Oh, man. I start thinking about
the pool exploded.
No.
Can you believe in divorce court papers? What is the cause for the divorce? Yeah. JC from the Kid Craddock show. He gave me the idea. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Christina, how'd your prank go wrong?
Okay, so when I was in middle school, I decided I wanted to flirt with this boy or whatever, and he was walking behind me in the hallway, and so I lifted up my leg at the knee to kind of, like, kick him, I guess, from, like, in his front, but from behind me, and when I lifted up my leg, he grabbed my foot and pulled up, not intending to make me fall, but he did. And when I fell, I dislocated my elbow. And I told my parents that I was just clumsy and that I accidentally fell. I never did tell them that this boy did it because I was afraid that they would cause a huge think about something that was truly an accident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but did he feel bad for you and take you out?
Did it work? Did it work, Christina? Did you get a date out of it?
No, I didn't. No. But he felt really bad.
Yeah. You just got a dislocated elbow out of the deal. Man. That doesn't work out for you so well. Yeah. Megan, how'd your prank go wrong?
These girls.
Well, my prank actually worked really well. I was calling because I pull pranks all the time on my family members.
Oh, you sound like an awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah. So my brother was coming over to my sister's house, and we all plot together whenever we're in the same house. So we took Icy Hot and rubbed it all over the toilet seat and unrolled the toilet paper, put Icy Hot all over the toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
And when he got to her house, he had to use the bathroom. Oh, so we had set up a camera in the shower so we could videotape his reaction.
Yes.
No.
And we waited outside the door. So after a few minutes, start hearing him, like, kind of talking to himself, like, why is my butt getting hot?
How many times have I said that?
So he wanted to get off the toilet, obviously, because the Icy Hot was working, and he started unrolling the toilet paper, and, of course, he got that all over his hands, and it was so funny. We were laughing in the hallway.
It was so funny.
How did you guys know he was going to go number two?
Icy Hot in the...
Because we are a very open family, and he had texted us on the way, like, is anybody there? Because I...
You guys are awesome, and they went through the effort of setting up the camera in the bathroom.
Oh, he sent a text message just giving an alert about it. He's about to take a poop.
Get everybody out of the house. I got to go.
I love this.
Nobody going there for like 35, 45 minutes.
Sounds like you, Al.
Well done, Megan.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
That one didn't backfire, but it's awesome. That was pretty awesome.
Girl. I want to hear more of these. If you have more pranks gone wrong, either you were the victim or you pulled the prank, I want to hear about it. So go to our Facebook page, kidfacebook.com.
Oh, that's so good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Free money, baby!
I want you to ask yourself this question.
What's that?
Do I have a first name initial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a last name initial?
Okay, I do. I've got both of those. Yeah.
Perfect. You can win up to $1,000 right now. We're going to play the free money name.
We can't win, Al. We are employees of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's right. That's right.
I'm sorry, Al.
Dang it.
Yeah.
At least you tell me that. Why don't you lead with that, dude?
I wanted you to just answer for everybody.
All right.
We're playing the free money name game. Basically, we'll pull out two letters out of our nice little lottery/bingo machine.
Yeah, the ball's in the air.
Once we get those two letters, if they happen to match your first name initial and your last name initial, either way, if it's...
Boom. Frontwards or backwards.
Frontwards or backwards. Good point, Al.
Got it.
Be the 13th caller. No, I won't give you the phone number yet because we don't need you to call yet. But be the 13th caller. You'll score 500 points.
$100.
Or dollars.
Dollars. Why'd I say points?
I have no idea. You're thinking about the World Series starting tonight.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, $500 right off the bat.
Or 500 points. We'll let you choose today.
Aren't dollars points?
You know what? I think we should let the winner choose because maybe they'd rather have 500 points.
You never know.
Would you like 500 Kid Nation points?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure. And you know, those are very valuable, those Kid Nation points.
All right, $500 for the 13th caller with the initials. But if you happen to post free money for Kid Nation on one of your social media platforms, we're going to make that $1,000.
Sweet.
Or 1,000 points.
Or 1,000 points.
Or 1,000 points. Yeah. All right.
We'll give you options. Let's get those letters, Mikey.
Here we go. We're going to pull the first letter.
Here it comes.
Whoa, they both came out.
Whoa. Are we going to count those both?
Nope, just the first one.
The first one that came out.
The first letter that came out is N.
N.
Like Nancy. N.
Okay.
Or Norman.
Na.
All right, let's get that second letter.
Here we go. Second letter is...
What is it?
Man, those balls are flying everywhere.
Oh, I see it. It's a T.
Second letter is T.
N T.
Or T N.
Mm-hmm.
Tom.
Nelson.
Nelson, yes. Nelson.
Tom Nelson. Tony Nelson.
Tony Nelson.
But see, Tony would be short for Anthony.
In most cases, it is.
Yeah, so that wouldn't really work.
Well, we're looking for the 13th caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And the 13th caller, hey, we're throwing throwing it up there. You can choose either $500 or 500 points.
Sure. I mean, you know, it's up to you. Don't let us sway you one way or the other. Those 500 points, those will add up.
You never know what we're turning the points into later. N-T are the initials. Mm-hmm. Ted Nugent.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
I give up on that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking.
You guys, Gawker has been holding a contest.
Okay.
To find the ugliest accent in America.
Oh.
Yeah. And that just ended.
Oy vey.
And your winner is Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
It beat out Scranton, Pennsylvania in a close vote of 54-45.
I heard.
Yeah, I like the Scranton accent.
Well, how you describe it or do it?
I can't do it, but I just like it.
Isn't that it? Pittsburgh?
No. Pittsburgh. Well, we have a... Here's what a Pittsburgh accent sounds like. Okay, here you go.
He's got cheese in the middle.
I'm going to ask you guys just one last time.
We used to loaf down Mario's and Blue Lou's till my wife got kicked out for sliding down that fireman pole. My grandma used to live next door to Myron Cope.
Yin's beating 3:45 down at the Kaufman's clock.
Hey, Yin's guys just need to cool down and cut it out.
I rode the trolley once from the Van Halen concert down the arena over there at Station Square.
Hey, that's a Pittsburgh accent.
Is that one of those videos what people in Pittsburgh say?
Sally.
Huh. It is a combination of a few things, it sounds like, you know, because I know a
Minnesota,
lot of times. It does. It has a Minnesota. It has a little bit of like Jersey. It
Boston
has the Minnesota Jersey
something.
With like a
slight Boston in there.
Yeah.
It's the yens. When they say yens, that's how you can always tell. Like in the South, you say y'all.
Uh-huh.
They say yens.
What is a yen?
Like Ewens?
It's like Ewens.
Ewens.
Yeah.
So it has kind of a southern twist of the Minnesota. Yens.
I used to date a girl named Yen.
Boston, yeah.
I'm really into the Boston accent lately. He's a guy over here. Mm-hmm. No, that's New York.
No points for you, JC.
Congratulations, Pittsburgh, then, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure
they're
proud.
Nice accent.
All right, let's get our winner here. Everybody say hello to Nikki.
Nikki.
Hello.
Hey, Nikki, what's your last name?
Tompkins.
What?
What is it?
Tompkins.
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 Well, that's an N and a T, if I do say
I
so
think,
myself.
I think so, Big L Mac. That means you won $500 automatically, Nikki. Yeah.
Well, you assume. Would you rather have $500 or 500 points?
True that.
Christmas is coming up. Cody wants $500.
Okay,
you sure?
Good. I'm glad
Who are you in the car with?
Cody, my son.
Cody Tompkins.
How old's Cody?
Are you 100% sure you want
Al, stop it.
I mean, you sure you don't want the points?
No, stop it.
We haven't given away points lately.
Yeah. No, we haven't.
Yeah. Well, what does Cody want for Christmas?
I want a GoPro.
Oh, GoPro.
That's
GoPro
cute. You could get that with the $500. Yep. You could maybe get something else if you posted free money for Kid Nation on your Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Did you do that in the last 24 hours?
No, Jenna, I did not.
Nikki Tompkins.
See, that would have gotten you 500 points.
Yeah, for sure.
That's okay. You can still get a GoPro and a little more with that, right?
Thank you.
Kelly, she sounds like a nice lady. Should we give her 100 points just for the heck of
it? We're going to give her
100 points.
Just 50 points. I would have she didn't invite it.
Nikki, we're going to go ahead and bonus you 75 Kid Craddock points on top of the $500, okay?
You're welcome.
All right,
hold on to those. Yeah.
Sure, hold on to those.
So hold on to those and your $500.
Like you said, the holidays are right around the corner. You can cash those bad boys in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
When you reach 7,000 points, Nikki, you can get a friendship bracelet. So,
all right. Well,
guard those with your life.
$500. That's great.
Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah.
Man, go to your Twitter and your Instagram right now.
I know they're doing it because they tagged me
to
do it.
Go do it.
The wrong initials are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Be like Nikki. Win $500, get 75 bonus Kid Craddock points. Why not?
Why not, Al? We're just giving 75 points to everybody now?
Maybe that's our new mission statement. Why not? Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know?
Why not?
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tender love. Tender.
Oh, yeah.
Love me sweet.
Oh, Elvis. Because you're not tender on. Because you're not tender on. Welcome to Tinder Tuesday. Well, we like to dive into Tinder stories. Tinder love advice.
Just play the Tinder songs.
Yeah, a lot of Tinder songs, Al.
Yep.
And that was before even the app even existed.
Who knew?
Who would have thought? Now, not all Tinder stories have a happy ending.
No, there's been some scary ones in the news.
There's
very scary ones, like the one in California. A woman tried to break into a guy's house on Saturday night.
Okay.
Through the chimney.
Wait a minute.
It's someone she had met on Tinder, right?
Yeah. Online, but we're going to assume it's Tinder because it's Tinder Tuesday.
Kelly, how many options?
It was Tinder.
It was Tinder.
It was. He said it. I heard him.
She got stuck halfway down, Big Al.
How many options do you exhaust when the chimney sounds like a good idea?
She's crazy.
And by the way, this is California where most people leave their windows open.
Yeah, so, I mean, a brick through the window.
There's a perfectly good window right there. But no, I'm going to try this tiny chimney.
The thing is it was logical in her brain that once I come through the chimney and I'm covered in soot and I pop out, surprise, he's going to love me.
Oh, he's going to want you so bad.
How do you get to that point? They've been on like 6 dates. It was this.
Kelly, she is just being persistent.
Yeah. I need to send her a copy of Get the Guy, if that's allowed, behind bars.
What chapter is sneaking through the chimney?
I think it would teach her how not to do that to get the guy.
Well, she had to
dig under the house and come up.
Well, there was a tip about asking a guy for help.
Help get me out of the chimney.
The chimney.
The chimney. She spent a few hours in there until someone heard her calling for help.
Fellas, think about this.
Can you imagine how embarrassing that is? Help.
JC, I saw the photos of her. They had a camera.
Oh, my gosh.
Shooting down the chimney. Her hands are above her head, and she's stuck. And she's calling for help, and thank God somebody heard her. She would have died like that.
Yeah, they eventually...
Can you imagine one day he's home, and he's like...
What's that smell?
Something funky. A squirrel has died or something in my chimney. And you pull out this body... That could happen.
Or it was cold and he gets home and lights the fire.
At least it wasn't winter.
Get some barbecue going.
Fellas,
oh, my gosh.
Fellas, if you're in the car with your woman right now, if your woman is anywhere within arm's distance, just look. I don't care how crazy you think she is. Just look at her and give her a hug right now. Because she is
chimney crazy.
I don't know. I kind of want a girl who would want to go through a chimney.
No. See, I love these stories because when I feel crazy, I'm like, man, I love this because in comparison, I don't look nearly that crazy.
Okay, how psycho crazy you think she is? She ain't jumping through no chimney.
Yeah, well, they ended up taking the chimney apart, Big Al.
They had to crush it.
So poor dude doesn't have a chimney anymore. And here's the man, Lawrence.
Here he is, the guy talking about it.
The kid's like, Daddy, I think Santa's in the
chimney. Turn the music down, I want to hear this.
Here's the stud muffin Lawrence who had a woman climb through his chimney to go get him. Talking about what happened.
I met her online not too long ago, and, you know, we kind of were seeing each other, you know, as friends pretty much. And, you know, things kind of escalated, and I kind of cut it off.
Cut it off.
She seemed totally cool until the first flag was her actually being on my roof 2 weeks ago. I hope she gets help. I hope she stays offline, you know. Even if she was online, people are probably going to know who she is now. So, you know, you're welcome, you know.
Thank you.
The first flag was 2 weeks ago when she was on my roof.
Hi there, old guy.
That was the first flag.
Oh, my goodness.
Homeboy must have gave it the hug.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she's crazy. You don't even have to. You can look at the wrong person and smile, and you don't realize you just smiled at crazy. And then it's the song.
Fellas,
you got it.
Fellas, hug your woman today again. Send her a text message, right? If she's already at work, send her say, baby, thank you for not being chimney crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what the funny part is?
What?
That story almost makes me want to get back on Tinder.
Does it really?
And if I hadn't forgotten my phone today, I might reactivate the app.
Well, Kelly, if you get on Tinder, it might cost you now, right, Jenna?
Yeah, you hear what they're considering doing?
What?
Well, look, every app needs to find a way to, like, I guess, monetize all their users because more than 1.2 billion profiles are swiped daily. 15 matches are made daily. And so 15 million matches. I'm sorry. Yeah, 15. Okay. I was talking in billions and millions. Yeah. Sean Rad, this company's only 2 years old. Tinder is only 2 years old. And the CEO and founder made this announcement at this cool Forbes Under 30 Summit convention they were having. You know, Facebook needed to find a way. You got to find a way after a couple of years to make money,
Right.
So in November, he didn't give tons of details with an exact price, but... In November, there's going to be an upgrade available for Tinder, which means users can still use the free version, but paying a fee is going to give them access to better features. And one of excuse me, one of mine and Kelly's biggest complaints has been the radius that it allows you to select. Like, well, what happens when you live here, but you work in this area and it only allows you to go a certain distance?
Uh-huh.
They say that's been the biggest complaint with the app, and that this pay feature could lead to location limits being scrapped, which means, you know, you can find people in other cities.
Wherever.
Yes.
And does it screen, can I pay a certain amount and screen out the chimney crazy women?
I don't know.
I mean, if you could do that some kind
maybe
of way.
Maybe that's a premium package.
There's a lot of markets. I mean, maybe you live somewhere and when you hear people like Tinder, what is Tinder? Because it might not even be, there's no users in your area. So he thinks that opening up this signal would allow people in a lot of different, maybe you live in a really remote area.
So it's taking the original intent of Tinder and yes. flipping it. Because originally it was a hookup site, right?
Yeah, and I think they just, and now it's, they just are realize dating. That it started out with like no pressure, like, because, you know, a lot of sites are like, we're trying to find marriage. And so with the hookup app, but yeah, so that's really the plan right now. No price was named. It might be a monthly fee, but he said it's mainly going to involve travel and expanding that location radius. So would you pay for Tinder if it allowed you to broaden your options or maybe even be more selective?
Well, Match.com charges, I forgot what I used to pay, but there's plenty of free apps out there, but there are apps that charge you money, like a monthly fee. And it's not unusual. You know, Match was probably less than $20 a month, I think, maybe $25. And I paid.
Probably that for a year, honestly.
Yeah.
1.2 billion profiles are swiped every day.
Wow.
They need to start making money. Yeah, is that? I thought ads were sponsored when I'm matching with cheeseburgers. I thought that meant those were sponsored ads.
Well, and then if you do pay.
Cheeseburger sounds good.
And if you end up getting a chimney crazy, you need to get your money back or something. Or at least a discount on the next one.
You can't tell who's chimney crazy.
I can't get past that.
Yeah, what is she thinking?
I've had some women do some. I had a woman like bamming on my door one time. I had to call the police. It was years ago. And I had a woman like sitting outside my house one time in a car.
And what do you hope is going to happen?
But,
you know?
Chimney crazy. This woman had to get a laugh.
Doesn't that make you feel like good as a dude?
Yeah. You feel good.
And a girl's willing to do that?
No. Yeah.
No.
If you're a guy and you said, dude, I had a girl climb through a chimney.
A chimney?
I think it's no.
That's if you're the guy, that's cool.
Okay, maybe if you were in love and had moved out of town and you decided to come back, like in the movies, and you like threw a rock at his window and he wanted to see you, then yes, that's romantic.
Standing outside with the radio up over your head or in the rain.
This could lead to a completely different. We could talk about it later. Like guys calling in about their psycho exes, because those are funny stories.
Yeah, I had in high school.
Somebody will recognize a girl listening, like, I don't want to be that girl.
Right.
You know,
and
that could be helpful.
It.
You need to listen to this lady. This lady climbed up on her chimney.
There's a whole bunch of levels between crazy and chimney crazy.
I had a girl in high school.
Take it fast.
We dated for like 2 months. Broke up. I go out to my car to leave, and she is laying down on my parents' driveway.
Like she's not
right
gonna let
like behind my car. And I'm like,
not gonna let you leave.
What are you doing? And she goes, I just can't move. I'm paralyzed.
Just
and I had to
leave.
Go get my mom. My mom had to come out and talk to her for like 45 minutes to get the girl to stand up from the driveway. Laying down in all the oil and stuff, because I had a crappy car. There's oil all over the place. I had the kitty litter down so it wouldn't get on the driveway.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but sometimes the crazy works, because I knew a girl, and this is really awful. I don't even want to say it because it'll put thoughts in people's heads, but she threatened to do something to herself unless her boyfriend took her back.
I'm
not going to tell you what it was.
Can't do that.
He took her back, and they end up getting married. So, see, I say that story, and Algar's like, well, I'm going to try that.
No.
Don't.
No,
don't try that, and don't
you
try the chimney.
You want to be married to somebody who's only going to do it because he doesn't want you to die?
Right. Oh, that's what she said?
Yeah.
That's not good. No. You can't use that.
It's horrible. Girls are crazy. But they look who's married and look who's not.
It's not just the girls that are fair.
Exactly.
I need to start calling up people and threatening.
I bet chimney chicks can be married before Kelly and I. Yeah.
Chimney sweeper girls are married.
And it's not just the girls that are messing up on Tinder. The guys are screwing up, too. Erica, what happened on your Tinder date?
Well, everything was going great. We went out to dinner, and he was good-looking. So, I mean, the first impression always counts.
Yeah.
Well, we sat there, we're having dinner, we're having a good time. He actually ordered some Jack and Coke on the first date. So I had a margarita.
Okay.
Finally, he asked me what was my perfect guy. So I kind of described him, and one of the things I said, he needs to be honest. And after I said that, he sat there and said, well, I have to be completely honest with you.
Uh-oh.
So I kind of sit there and stare at him, and he's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but I have a baby mama that is 3 months pregnant.
Oh.
But let's put that to the side and continue our lovely date.
No, it was horrible. Yeah. I didn't know what to do. I was like, are you guys together or not? What are you doing?
I would have been like, I didn't mean for you to be that honest. Yeah.
So how long have you guys been together now, Erica?
Well, after that, I just stopped talking to him. I told him straight up I couldn't, you know, be with him because, I don't know, he said that recently they just separated. And I couldn't be with somebody that has an unborn child.
In the last 90 days.
Yeah, he needs to focus on the baby.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Lord.
3 months pregnant, already on Tinder.
Well, you know, times are hard.
Times are hard, huh?
Oh, man.
Times are hard.
I can't get past the chimney woman.
I want to meet the chimney woman.
No, I'm not. No.
I don't think she's going to be available for interviews for a while.
Is her last name Claus?
Oh, man. Hey, we got a picture on Kid TV. She's pretty.
She's a pretty girl.
She's pretty.
But you know what?
But she's chimney crazy.
The prettiest ones are the craziest ones.
But that's why we put
up
with...
That's what I found. That's why you should kind of shoot for somewhere in the middle, guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like what?
Get you a nice 8.
Passably pretty.
Get you a nice 8.
8 isn't hot.
Not ashamed to be seen with.
8 is super
hot. I'm not the hottest girl in the room.
8 is hot.
Get you a 7. A 7 to an 8. Even 6.5.
Is that what we are,
Kelly? I bet you a 6.5 won't end up on your chimney, on your rooftop.
I'm passably pretty, but I don't think I'm chimney crazy. I will admit I have, in my younger days,
you've done the
shown up, knocked on the door, please take me back. I have done that.
It wasn't
I have
like
been
that.
Front
it wasn't
door
like...
knocking at 3 a.m. crazy.
Okay.
I have been that.
I have also been that girl.
Every dude's had that.
I'd rather have a chimney one.
Every dude's
but
had
But I haven't
that.
Been that girl after one Tinder date. But no. I have been that
girl. I've knocked on the door crazy.
I've done the one time like, please.
I've knocked on the door more than one time. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard it. I mean, I've heard the woman do that.
I'd like to think I've matured past that.
Because it's not a nice little, it's
it
one of those
like
open hand, it's an open hand where you slap in the door.
Oh,
crying so hard you're getting snot on the door.
Or you throw a rock and it breaks the window.
See, I haven't done that.
Have you done that, Jenna?
Jenna took it to another level.
You've done that, haven't you?
Well, I mean, it was like a gentle toss.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're finishing off the celebration of Tinder Tuesday with this cool blog from a listener named Rachel. She started a blog called Tinder Tales of Tinder Fails.
Huh, okay.
She takes screenshots of her conversations she has while she messes with guys on Tinder.
Yeah.
So we decided to have some Tinder theater for you.
So Rachel, obviously not looking for love, just looking for some laughs.
Looking for laughs, and this blog's taking off, and we're going to do it.
I like it.
Tinder theater style.
All right.
Rachel's conversation with Beowyn.
Hey, how are you, girl?
Haven't been feeling my true self lately. Worried about this large mole on my tailbone? With Ebola going around, I'm aware of disease more than ever. And every time I sit down and feel my mole, it reminds me of all the people that have died from all the disease in the world. So before I get that checked out, I feel I can't be the true me. How are you?
No response.
Rachel's conversation with Kurt using only Backstreet Boys lyrics. I never want to hear you say that you want it that way.
Which way would that be? I aim to please.
Tell you why. Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Well, I don't want to cause any heartaches.
Tell me why.
I'm a nice guy.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Sounds like it's time to move on to something better.
But we are two worlds apart.
No response.
Rachel's conversations with Joe.
Hey. Have you heard the cookie joke?
Is that the one where I leave this conversation and go have a cookie?
Or you can leave the conversation and... my...
Oh, that was really sweet. But it might be easier to dip your cookie in another glass of milk or a garbage disposal, whatever's closest.
Well, the cookie joke is actually kind of funny. Really stupid and corny, but funny at the same time.
Yeah, you seem quite charming.
I am, actually. I just like the cookie joke, and you kind of ruined it.
Oh, well, I thought I was supposed to guess it. I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Oh, that was funny. Wow. No response.
Rachel's conversation with Joshua.
Hey, where are you from?
Antarctica, you?
Wow, for real?
Yeah, I left there because there wasn't much to do with my career path. I'm a professional juggler and part-time magician.
Oh, that's cool.
I opened a show for a stripper at a bachelorette party with a bunch of engineers, but I think they were into my more than his.
I bet.
I'm working as an artist in New Orleans, but travel around for gigs. They have a great selection of balls here, and it's always exciting to purchase new balls.
Oh, that's cool. So what made you want to have that career path?
Have you heard of Marta Blank? She's an Armenian artist that escaped during the Armenian genocide in 1915 and fled to the United States. She made money on the streets juggling anything she could, apples, shoes, cats. She's my inspiration.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah, I read a lot. Did you know that gullible isn't even in the dictionary?
What? It has to be.
Yeah, it's crazy. Be right back. I'm going to give up on humanity real quick.
Be careful.
Rachel's conversation with Colin.
Hey. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, just got back from volunteering at the homeless shelter, so I'm as good as I can be with all the poverty in this world. How are you?
No response.
Rachel's final conversation with Tim.
Mmm, that's one tasty-looking top.
Thanks. It's my mother's.
No reply.
Rachel's conversation with Mick.
Hey.
Hey there, catcher. How's the balls?
Not too bad. I see you play soccer. So how are yours?
Oh, this is dirty. Hanging lower than usual, but I assume it's just the weather.
Oh, you're very confident in yourself, huh?
I drink a lot of milk.
Not sure what that has to do with it. Okay.
Milk kind of has everything to do with it.
Do you mind explaining?
Do you have something against milk?
Absolutely not. Milk is great. I'm just trying to understand your apparent passion for it.
I just really like bones. All kinds of bones.
No response.
Oh. Wow.
I want to go on Tinder just so I can mess with people like that.
I like Rachel. Most of Rachel.
Most of Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel.
How's she ever going to find
Rachel
love?
Got a little blue a couple times.
Yeah, she did.
How will she find love?
She ain't looking for love.
Maybe she has to go to the bar and try the get the guy technique like Jenna did this
Rachel,
past weekend.
Rachel may be a dude.
Yes. You guys, wait for this because it's provocative.
You did the eye contact technique over the weekend.
Yeah, Kelly's doing a book club, get the guy, tips on how to, you know, initiate conversation with a hot guy you see at a bar. So my two girlfriends and I went to a new bar, new place. As luck would have it, three hot guys we've never seen before walk in.
And all of you liked one of the guys.
And well, changed up the routine, and this is what was laid out before you.
Not necessarily, because, I mean, some of us, we're close friends. We have the same type of guy. But the point is, all three were hot, and we're cool. We're not like, oh, he's mine. We don't do the dibs, that dib stuff.
Oh,
because
do.
You can't do that in the beginning. It's you have to see which one you're interested in. But point is, three new guys to hang out with, they probably have other hot friends, too.
You guys got their phone number?
Yeah, actually, each respectively got a number.
Okay.
And they've been texting.
Perfect.
Okay. So, you know how we girls are, and we follow up conversation with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one in particular that had been texting me, I made a joke since he's a dog lover, and I discovered that. That was kind of another tip, you know, ask him something about himself that wasn't like, what do you do? Where are you from? Da, 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 da.
Right.
We started getting into dog conversations. He has a dog similar to mine. So I made a joke like, every time you text me, I want a funny picture of your dog, because he was super dog passionate.
There you go.
So that was my thing. Like, if you're going to text me, I want a funny photo of your dog.
Is that what you guys connected with? Because you were probably talking about Maximus, and then he started talking about his dog.
Sort of, yeah. He had a funny photo of his dog, and I'm like, oh, you want a funny photo?
Yeah.
I'm a crazy dog person,
perfect,
too, so we're going back and forth, right? Okay.
Keeps it light. Keeps it fun.
Yeah.
So so he starts following the rule I set and sending me funny photos of a dog. And then at a certain point on Sunday, I was like, I recognize this dog.
No way.
How do I recognize this dog?
Recognize a dog?
Mm-hmm. How do you recognize a dog?
You know, Instagram's a funny thing because you see a lot on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And girls are way better at social media investigating than guys are.
Instastock?
We can learn. Yeah, I figure it's like CSI, you know, but this is more like Instagram scene investigation.
If Instagram was a chimney.
But you can
somebody be stuck.
Somebody be stuck in that chimney right now.
Learn a lot. And it wasn't just me. Another girlfriend of mine was doing the same thing with a guy that had been texting her. So I was like, I think I recognize this dog. It's because there's a girl that I follow that has that dog.
Oh.
That's not his dog.
Has a dog like that? Has that exact dog?
What? Is he stealing the picture or something?
This guy has a girlfriend.
It's his girlfriend?
He's sending her dog's Instagram photos?
Oh, no.
So, I mean, I'm not sure if it's her dog or if she's posting photos of his dog, but, I mean, the dog's in
mutual
her place,
dog?
So
it's a mutual dog.
How funny that
how
I'm like...
How can you know for sure it's the same dog?
Name. And I just, I know.
Oh, man.
Oh, what
because
a
then
creeper.
Going through it, then there's photos of them together. So,
oh, okay.
Of course, then I discover that.
Does he know you know?
No.
Maybe it's a recent breakup.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he got custody of the dog, or at least visitation.
Or maybe it was his, you know, his. Maybe it's his dog, but it lives at her place.
Maybe she got the dog in the custody, and he just still has all the photos in his phone.
Maybe they're on a break.
Maybe this was the night that his buddy said, "You know what? You got to get over it. Let's get out of the house. You never know who you might meet.
Yeah,
and you might meet the love of your life, and maybe the love of his life is Jenna.
And then it turns out another one of the guys that's been texting my other girlfriend doesn't realize that I met him 2 years ago, and we follow each other on Instagram, and he has a girlfriend.
Maybe they're on a break.
His profile is private, so she couldn't see it, but I sure saw it.
Here's the thing.
How funny with this? Current. It's like, well, neither of us have said anything to them. I don't know if it's current. You know what guys are. They might have broken up a week ago.
They forget to
But
to
it
update.
Seems rather current. How funny is that? It's like, guys, you don't realize that it's very easy to see what you do a week ago and a week before when you're posting photos with your girlfriend.
Girls are so good at Insta-stalking because they'll start in your profile, and then they end up in your cousin's boyfriend's best friend. Friend's cousin's friend.
Then they end up in your chimney.
Yeah. And then they end up in your chimney, Al.
Yes. So, hey, I mean, look, maybe it is. I mean, we all have recent breakups. We all have pasts, you know. But to be full court pressing.
We're not smart.
Yeah, guys are stupid.
Guys.
We're dumb.
We're not.
Yeah, like, you know, guys don't realize. We're just out here
trying to get a little something-something.
How easy it is to track with social media.
Yeah.
That's why the guy with like no profile is much more alluring. He can get away with a lot more.
The creeper game has been injured by social media.
In 5 years, this probably is going to be a nice guy, honestly. He's when you got energy to chase and to do all this and have this little thing over here and, you know, take pictures with this girl's dog and try and hook up over here.
Yeah.
He's got it in his blood. It's in his veins right now.
Yeah,
in
no, a couple and I'm not years, mad at
Al's
him.
Al's preaching right now because he knows.
Years, I'm not mad at him.
Ain't no way he's going to be out of a picture of a dog with me and a dog. Girl, please, you want to get with me or what?
I'm not mad at him. I mean, who knows the full story? Yeah, maybe she thinks they're together and he doesn't or whatever it is. But point is, I kind of believe in karma. So
yeah.
if a girl and a guy are dating or she thinks they're dating,
Are you going to call him today and ask him?
No.
What's the deal with the girl? You got to have closure.
What if the guy's a dog sitter?
There's no closure.
Or she's a dog sitter.
We haven't gone out. There's no closure needed.
That could be the love of your life, Jenna, and you might be throwing him away for nothing.
No.
Kelly's right.
Throwing him away for nothing if he has a live-in girlfriend? Okay.
Maybe it's just a roommate girl.
Gotta do a little bit more investigating. You got to climb a little deeper in that chimney.
Man, that's rough.
Whoa, that was fast. No.
That was rough.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
You guys, I'm afraid that I feel like my son is ashamed of me.
What did your son do, or what did you do to make your son ashamed?
This happens, right, though? There's a juncture in every parent's life where the kid is just like...
And he also broke my heart at the same time this weekend because of this. It's one of those things, when you're a dad and you have a little boy, you want him to think you're a superhero sometime. You know?
Sure.
You want him to think you're invincible. And that's what I wanted this weekend. I took him to the fair. It was his first time going to the fair and actually being able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And he's not to the point where he could play games yet.
Yeah.
He likes to go, right? Yeah. He's 2 years old, so he basically wants to go on those rides. So we spend all our money on just going in circles.
Yeah.
But as we're walking out, I noticed all these kids walking around with the toys you can win,
yeah.
like the stuffed animals.
Right.
And my son, Kason, started pointing and goes, "Ooh, I want that."
Of course he does.
And I said, "You absolutely want one of those, and I should be the one to win it for you because I'm your dad. You know, this is a big deal."
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to go with one game and one game only because we had used up all our cash, basically, except for like $5,
mm-hmm.
all our game credits, and all our tickets.
Okay.
I had $5, and I was going to finagle my way into a game.
Now, how big of a prize did he have his eyes set on?
I think he just wanted anything.
Okay.
Just anything to hold, because there's, you know, they have basketballs, they have big stuffed animals.
Right.
So I see that big game where you have the hammer and the bell. So the one where you got to chop down and get the bell to go all the way up
strength,
and ring it.
It's a strength thing.
It's the strength thing. And I said, bingo, that's my game
Look at you.
Right?
Look at you.
I work out.
You're an Adonis.
I'm dressed like a lumberjack today.
Absolutely. And I figure I've been working out a little bit. I'm not the strongest man in the world, but I have a little bit of strength.
You're pretty close.
Ring a bell.
And so I get closer to this hammer game, and I realize there's three chances to win. You got the low point, the midpoint, and then the big prize.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm like, Oh, I will at least, at the very least, score the smallest prize.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no problem.
You weren't even looking at that one. You're looking at the top one.
Yeah, so I'm walking up with Kaysen, and I see a Ninja Turtle stuffed animal.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I looked at Kaysen, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to get you that Ninja Turtle.
Did you say, yo, little man, check that out.
Oh, yeah, I was doing the whole. I was
Is
like,
it like the baseball player when you point to the outfield, you pointed to that Ninja Turtle?
Kelly.
Yeah.
I was so Babe Ruth. I was like, I licked my finger. I was like, I'm going to get you that one right there, Michelangelo.
Yep.
And Kaysen, my son gets extremely excited when I say I'm going to get him things.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I want that. I want that, Papa. And I'm like, I'm going to get that.
Now, was the Ninja Turtle small, medium, or the...
It was the big prize.
So you needed to go all the way to the top.
I needed to go all the way to the top with the Ninja Turtle, but Al. All
right.
This was a done deal.
Dude.
You pick up the ding hammer, you hit it down, and the thing goes up and rings, and then everybody cheers. That's what's going
to
happen.
Did you take your shirt off to get...
No, Jenna. I was wearing a tank top, though.
A while back. Let's just do a flashback just for a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
It was hot that day.
Weren't you doing P90X commercials or something a while back?
Yeah.
And, I mean,
I used to be sponsored by P90X.
Yeah, you're the man.
But
the man.
So I walk up to the guy, and I'm like, look, I'm out of game credits. I have $5. And he goes, all right, it'll get you one shot. I said, one shot. That's all I need.
That's all you need when opportunity. What is it?
You only get one shot.
You get one shot, one opportunity.
Do not miss a chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
There you go.
Thank you. So there's a kid going in front of me. He's about 14, 15 years old. And he picks up this hammer and he swings it and he gets almost to the bottom prize.
Okay.
Did you make fun of him?
No, I didn't make fun of him. But it made me feel good. I said, okay, if this kid, I'm probably twice as big as he is, if he almost got the bottom prize, I absolutely. Without a doubt, going to get the big prize.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because you're not going for the small.
So I step up, and you know how these games, the people just crowd around these games for some reason. It's like as soon as somebody plays, you get like at least 30 people that want to watch.
Oh, sure.
Well, because normally these people have spent a lot of money, and they can't get it, and they're frustrated, and they want to at least see someone win.
Well, I got this, Jenna. In my head, I got this. And Kaysen is so excited. He is sitting there looking at me like, the way you want your son to look at you.
Like,
look at my dad. Look at him. Gonna go get me a Ninja Turtle. I'm like, yeah. So I step up.
What was Kenzie doing? There's my man in his tankini.
Kenzie was eating funnel cake.
Kenzie was she was oiling her man down.
I just picture him wearing the matching spray painted shirt.
Yeah, my wife couldn't care less. So I walk up and I pick up the hammer that the 14, 15 year old kid had smashed it with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to swing and the guy goes, no, stop. That's not for you.
Stop.
I'm like, what do you mean that's not for me? It's a hammer. It's a hammer game. I hit the thing, and then it goes up, and I win. And he goes, you can't use that. You're bigger than he is.
Oh.
And I said, well, what's
the cutoff?
What do you mean? And he goes, well, you got to. And I look over to my right, and there's two other hammers. There's a slightly bigger hammer, medium-sized hammer,
mm-hmm.
and then there's this comically large hammer.
So it's like the baby bear, the mama bear, and the papa bear hammers?
And he goes, you use that one. And he points to the biggest one.
The papa bear hammer?
The papa bear hammer. I'm like,
dude,
that's only going to make it easier for me to win.
Right.
Fine.
Step back. It's hammer time.
Yeah.
Please stop.
So I pick up this hammer like it's going to be nothing, and I reach for it with my right hand, and I'm like, oh. This thing is slightly heavier than I expected it to be.
This thing weighs about like what that 14-year-old weighs.
Ow. It weighed probably 50 to 60 pounds. I'm not joking. And that's heavy when you got a hammer and the stick on it and everything. So now I'm getting nervous because everybody's looking at
me.
My son's staring at me. I pick this up and I'm like, okay, now this is awkward to swing because I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, how do I get under it? And I'm like putting it on my shoulder. I'm like, I'm not going to get enough force. I put it behind me. I can't do it. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go for it.
I would just do a wind-up like the lady softball pitchers. You know,
that's exactly what I decided to go with.
Boom!
So
but
what
aim,
I did is,
can be tough.
So I put the head of the hammer right where I'm supposed to hit it.
Yeah, right on the target.
Right where I'm supposed to stretch.
Yeah.
And I bring it down by my feet. I have my legs wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring it back.
Uh-huh.
I start swinging it. I get under it. And then I just go up as high as I can. I go, boom!
Yeah.
Did you miss it?
I hit the side of it. But I still got enough of it to where I saw the thing shoot up. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll still get a prize. And it shoots up and it slows down and it just stops right before the low prize and drops down. And everybody's looking at me like, because I was so confident. I was even talking trash. Everybody's just looking at me, and they do the whole look down thing, like, oh, poor guy.
I don't know where to look.
Oh, I don't know where to look. This guy just completely embarrassed himself and almost missed the entire thing.
Did Kaysen go running to his mama?
Oh, my gosh. No, Kaysen has no idea what just happened. Kaysen goes, I get a Ninja Turtle now.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, the guy running the game goes, no, little man, you do not get a Ninja Turtle.
Afraid not.
Your daddy wasn't strong enough. Your daddy wasn't strong enough is what he told my son.
Yep.
And I said, okay.
Right.
And he goes, you want to try again? I was like, nope, I don't want to try again. I tried my hardest. I swung at it like I was in a Nickelback band, and I did not get it. So I'm going to get out of here before everybody starts laughing at me.
Mm.
And I figured...
Did Big Tex make an announcement? Howdy, folks. If you were watching the Hammer game, you probably noticed JC did not win a prize for his son.
My son was so confused.
He's not strong enough.
And he's the whole time we're walking and he's looking back. He's like, but Papa, you said Ninja Turtle. But Papa, Ninja Turtle. I said, hey, don't worry about it. I'll get you something else.
Say, no,
I figured,
not today, son.
I figured he would forget about this.
Oh, no.
You know, that this was on Saturday. So yesterday we're chilling at home, and my neighbor comes over because somebody dropped off a package at their house down the street. You know how they mess up that stuff sometimes. So he's dropping off our mail that they dropped off at his house. And he, you know, trying to be a nice guy. He goes, oh, man, you've been working out. You look strong. And Kason walks up and runs up. No, my papa, not strong. My papa's weak.
Oh.
And I looked down at this little punk. And I was like,
did he grab the mail out of your hands?
Like,
Dad, I got this.
I looked down, and he, my neighbor was like, oh. I looked down at Kiss, and I was like, what did you just say? And he goes, Papa's weak. And walks around, goes back to the couch, and sits down, puts his little legs up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
My heart.
How are you going to come back?
Broke
you
in heart.
You
in
were.
Half right there. My heart is broken. I'm like, all right, bro, thanks for the mail. Thanks. Shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Go back, sit down.
Did you beat him?
No, I didn't beat him, Kelly. No. I'm 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Did you
lift a belt.
Did you go work out?
I didn't know. No, I think I'm just going to give up. I think I'm just going to give up on that. Oh.
Well, apparently little boys love, or little children love, emasculating their fathers.
Yeah,
this is a growing trend.
I want to feel better about myself, so I want to know. I want people to make me feel good.
Oh, my God.
Amy, have you gone through something bad with your children?
Yes. So the first day of school, we live in a different area, so we use my parents' address to a nicer school, right? Better education. So the first day of school, I take my oldest to school. He's 10. All these people are dressed up. Like, I swear one lady was wearing, like, a prom dress, like, kids on makeup, everything, right? It was awful. I show up in, like, a band's teen shirt from the 90s and yoga pants and, like, my Converse shoes, looking all kinds of a hot mess. And he wouldn't talk to me. Like, he kind of avoided me, and I'm trying to give him a hug, and I'm sad because he's in fifth grade. And I was like, why are you avoiding me? Like, trying to be polite about it, you know? And really loudly, in front of his teacher and his friends, he was like, why are you wearing that?
Oh.
I was like, all right then. Like, I didn't realize this was, like, fashion parade, but whatever.
So you just went back to the car with your head down?
Yeah. I was like, okay, guess I'm
See you later. Yeah,
aww.
Kids don't understand we have feelings as parents. I don't think they understand that at all.
Every parent, the mom that takes a kid to school, mom, drop me off here.
Yeah.
Mom, please don't pull up to the school looking like that.
Hey, back here.
Tara, it wasn't what your kid did to you. It was how your kid emasculated your man, right?
Oh, yeah. My husband he was just coming out of the shower when our four-year-old busted in the bathroom, and that awkward moment when they bust in and you can't grab the towel just yet, she looked at him and everything was all shriveled up, and she said, oh, look, a tiny little turtle, and he grabbed the towel and wrapped it around him and, like, hurried her out the bathroom.
So, tiny turtle.
Yeah. Almost half a year, she would be like, where's your turtle? Where's your turtle?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.